Hi, Devin. This is John Cull with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I see here that, Sharona left some information as far as what we do here. So as far as Mr. Know-It-All, you've been in business for about 5 years now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your secret? Obviously, 5 years is nothing to sneeze at as far as doing your own business. So what's been working well for you?
I just take it one day at a time, and I don't go crazy, you know. I don't overextend myself, and it's just one day at a time. Don't worry about it. Have fun, you know.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that you don't go crazy. That's a key thing to think about when you're running a business, right? Don't go crazy.
Yeah, you just go nice and easy, and I'll take it easy, you know.
Understandable. I have my own garden at home with about 20 fruit trees, and it's probably one of the best part of my day is whenever I get to work on it. So I imagine if you're, tending to someone's lawn, it can be pretty relaxing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Okay, well, now, to make sure we're in the right place as far as what we do, we focus on marketing and really growing your business through Google. So are you currently looking to grow the business with online marketing through Google?
Yeah, I'm always looking to grow the business. It's always a matter of,
yeah, if the price is right.
Price, yeah. It's just
okay.
And return.
Fair enough.
I always tell people, when you call me about anything marketing-wise, I say to you, the budget is unlimited. If you make me more money than, if you're making me money, then I spend more money with you. That's simple.
that's the smartest way to market.
Yeah, there's no budget. If I spend 100 with you and I make 200, that's 100 I didn't have because of you. So guess what I'm
right.
going to do? I'm going to put it all back on black and give you two back.
Well, that's something that
I made two.
Right. We would definitely help you manage that if that were the way you wanted to grow with us. So how it works, obviously we start slow, right? We start, with a small business rate. Our job is to make sure that you're successful on Google, and we also do Facebook as well. So I know here you let Rona know that you think that you have a website, but it seems like you don't really rely on it, right, that much because you don't look up the domain very often.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Most of my customers are my target customers, the older retired population down here that can no longer do their yard work or mow their grass. So what it is that most of them, they read the newspaper. Some of them are savvy. They have iPhone or whatever, but they're more. These are the people who still read their newspaper. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong
right.
with that. So I haven't done much with that, you know?
Okay. Understandable. The face-to-face, I'm sure, works really well for you, especially if your face isn't too bad to look at. I'm joking. Anyway, so just to make sure like everything is working well for you. So if you were looking to grow on Google, what we do is Facebook ads as well. And mainly because what you said, not so much the people who are reading their newspaper, but people who are on Facebook tend to be more on the homeowner side and the slightly, what should I say, more seasoned, age group of the population.
I agree with you.
Right?
Look, and the kids are on Instagram. That's,
Right. So we're not running too much on TikTok for our clients, but it's mainly on the Facebook side. So, just to let you know how it works, Facebook works like this. If you are looking on Google earlier in the day and you're looking for lawn care, landscaping, if you do like sod and seeding or anything like that outside of the lawn care, then what would happen later on in that day if you're targeting this type of vertical or keyword on Facebook, when they're relaxing in bed scrolling through social media, that's when your ad will pop up and that's when they'll see the services you offer. And the reason why a lot of our clients like it in this industry is that you know that your ad is the only one that shows up in front of them that time instead of being caught in a long list of advertisers on Google. And you know also your ad only pops up if they were already looking for what you do. So it tends to be a pretty good ROI type form of marketing in addition to running the Google, which is much more of a slow and steady growth projection, right? So we give you a quick hitter with Facebook and then the slow and steady growth. So we get a couple irons in the fire for you if that's how you want to grow online. But I'll get to the cost because so that way you can understand if this investment makes sense for you. To get started with us, it's not meant to break your back financially at all, but to include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month, and then run the Google optimization, and we'll include a website as well. Let me ask this. So if I send you a sample website via text, will you be able to get that on the phone I'm speaking to you on?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to send you one real quickly. And Devon, is it spelled D-E-V-O-N? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right, Devin. So I'm going to send you two text messages from our 877 number. First one says, hi, Devin, this is John Kyle with Local Splash, just so you have my contact information there. And then the second one is going to be a sample website for a lawn care service providing company, Premier Greenscapes. Again, that's just something we create so you have a sample of that. But this would be the same structure of a website that you'd have should you opt in with us that's included with the service. Okay. Did send those over. You can check those out when you have a moment. We do optimize it for cell phone and website use. But all that would be included with our service. And to go back to the pricing, if you want to run the $100 of Facebook ads where we help you build out a Facebook business profile if you don't have one of those yet, and then we'll also build out that website like I sent you a sample of, all that inclusive with the Google optimization to constantly have you on the map on the first page, total cost is $249 a month, and that's a month-to-month rate. So we look to earn your business each and every month.
So $249 a month, and you're taking on Facebook and Google. Because realistically, this generation, they Google everything. That's it. You know, I'm somewhere in the middle, but most people, they don't search for anything on the web. They Google it. So.
right. So, you're not.
Search the web. I'm going to Google something.
Exactly. So we're a premier channel partner. What that means to you two is we only work with one client per service area, per service offering. And the reason being is Google rates us on our success too. Being a premier channel partner, we have to maintain at a bare minimum, and definitely we strive for higher than this, but at bare minimum, 7 out of 10 clients have to be successful with us when it comes to optimization. So what that means to you is that in order to ensure that's why we throw the website in there. We also include Facebook optimization. But the real key for you is you know we're not going to sign up with anyone else in your service area. And here's why. If we sign up with even two people, that's most likely going to set us up to where you're successful and the other person isn't or vice versa. That's a 50% success rate, and that does not cut it for Google. So we it is in our best interest to only promote you should you opt in with us, if that makes sense.
I see. And where's my sheet? I was just writing this up on a sheet right here. And I think she must have taken my sheet up. She was grabbing my cup. Where is she? LLC partnership. Hang on a second. I've literally been in phone calls all day. sorry. What's the name of the company again, mate?
Local Splash. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. Local Splash, California. So it must be good weather all the time out there, right?
I mean, it depends on your understanding of good weather. Sometimes it gets to like 110 degrees. I don't know if that's
beautiful.
Right,
beautiful. You can just burn. Literally.
That's right.
So 250
people,
a month.
People are known
like,
to, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, you go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just joking about like people sometimes cook food on their dashboard in California. It's so hot. I've seen like things on Instagram with that. Anyway.
Oh my word. So $250 a month gets me Facebook.
$100 a month on Facebook, correct?
And then Google.
Correct.
Google
and your website.
Gets me on the first page. And when you say my website, what do you mean? So you're going to create me a website. I have the domains already. I have like 4 or 5 domains that are part.
Yeah, whatever domain you want us to build out on, that's not a problem. You just tell us the domain.
So you'll build me a website and just use a domain that I own already, is what you're saying.
Correct. All right, send you the sample and the text message if you want to glance at it.
Okay. And so you're going to host that website. Do I get a custom email address or no? Well, I guess that's up to me. Because I own the domain. Already.
Yeah, all that is included. Obviously, with a website, and it's your domain, so you probably already have an email to that. What we do is we give you a back-end dashboard. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm just looking a while ago. I'm in GoDaddy right now. I own, let me see, domain, dashboard. Come on, go back to the dashboard. Hang on a second. Let me just back right up, because while I'm talking
to you, sounds like you're like me, where I do like solar in California, and I bought like six or seven domains because I thought of good business names, even though I didn't start business doing it, you know.
Absolutely, because we're on Cape Cod, so I bought, it's Mr. Mowitall, which is a part of Enterprise Property Group. Enterprise Property Group is a registered company, right? But for some reason, I got the idea, and I can't remember where. I wish I could, because I'll tell this story when I make an exit for $1 billion in the future off cutting grass. But Mr. Mowitall was a catchy thing, and I said, and it sold well on Craigslist. So every time I advertised, people said, man, there was like five other people mowing grass. But that was so catchy, we said we had to call you, because anybody who came up with that has to be a creative genius, you know? And we wanted to work for us because of the name. So that's why I kept running with the name. So I bought mowingcapecod.com. I bought Mow It All Cape Cod, and I own capecodmowing.net. So I own all three of those domains. And I pointed them to a page on the Enterprise Property Group. So anybody Googles mowing on Cape Cod, like I learned a little bit about owning all this shit, the keywords in domain, you know?
Right, right.
It's got a rank. It's got a rank up high. I mean, we will do it organically eventually, but it could take some help, like yesterday, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so organically is not the same as it used to be. You're right. Organic things on Google made sense about 5 years ago. Now they just, it's more of a who you know, not what you know on your website. And so that's why service providers like ourselves, we can push you to the top because we do have some back channels to Google to help that cause, if you will.
I will tell you something, John. I was really good at this advertising thing about 10 years ago. And then I go back and I don't even understand the dashboard anymore, you know?
That's fine.
So I said, yep, you're like the old guy in the club. It's better than waiting in the car, you know? And I will tell you, Ed, I figured out that, yeah, my time has passed, John.
You know how it is? I mean, when our kids can navigate the internet better than we can, something's going on, right?
I will tell you, my kids now, if you told them about cable, they actually don't know cable.
Right.
It's streaming, and it's YouTube.
Right.
What do you want to do when you grow up, little Johnny? A YouTuber. They're like, God damn, man. Nobody wants to be a salesman. Nobody wants to be a doctor, a lawyer. Either a YouTuber or a TikToker. That's it.
Right. And then you got dogs making more money than humans, right? It's crazy.
He's crazy, man. I thought Honey Boo Boo making money was crazy back in the day, but forget about it. She would clean up today. She would just clean up today, my friend. You know? Nah, it's all right, man. It's all right. So we get the Facebook, we get the Google, and we get the website. And you're going to bring my Google thing right up. So are you at your computer right now?
Absolutely. If you talking.
Look at enterprisepropertygroup.com. That's the website I have. I just looked it up. You know, I did it because I was supposed to do it. So if you look at it on the homepage, when you get to it, you'll see there's a tab for Mr. Mowitall on the services. So basically, I'm a property manager who takes care of your whole property. But my mentor told me to get into a property, you offer to cut their grass because it's a low-risk entry. And if you mess the grass up this week, you're fired and it will grow back next week. So that's a soft way to get in. Once you control the grass, you control the yard. So, hence, Mr. Mowitall, you know?
Oh, I see that there. So you do estate care, Mr. Mowitall. So you already have your logo and everything. That's beautiful. Okay. And where's the handyman work coming from? That's not you, right?
So what it is, like a couple of things. Like, hey, I broke a window. Can you change my window? That's a couple of hours. I'll go do it myself. But like, let's say like I got a customer who wants to build a patio. Subcontract that work out. Let's say a customer wants to build, you know, 20x20 deck. I go there, I get her wishes, and then I shield her from the contractors, and I know who to call to come and build the deck. And I
that's awesome.
So that's where the handyman.
So you start the process being a mower, but then you, as you become friends with them, you start letting them in on knowing, hey, I can help in other ways too, because I'm also Mr. Know-It-All. Oh, I just started a new business name for you.
There you go, right? Oh, so you know what's funny? In the winter, that's what I advertise as. When there's no more mowing, my catchphrase now is Mr. Know-It-All in the winter. So my Craigslist ad changes from Mr. Know-It-All to Mr. Know-It-All. So I'm right there with you, you know? And then I just change it from grass to shoveling your snow or getting your car jumped. I mean, now there's AAA, so they don't need me anymore. But, you know,
right,
stuff like
that. Oh, that's good. So obviously,
yeah,
the beauty of that, too, is on Facebook, we can pivot your ads anytime, right? So what you're talking about works really well with our service when you're running Facebook ads. Obviously, your website will have those services there, right? So your website may have like lawn mowing service, a handyman liaison, or whatever it is, remodeling liaison. Anything you want to champion will have it there, whether it's snow related to later on in the winter. All those factors that you want to champion, we have it on your website, and then we'll just indicate maybe some things are seasonal if that's how you want to advertise it on your website. But then on Facebook, when you run active ads, we can pivot those active ads to reflect the season, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely. Absolutely. So my question was, with what we're talking about, would it be better to promote the Enterprise Property Group page with Mr. Know-It-All, or do you think just create a nice, clean Mr. Know-It-All? And I would still use the same main number that I use for Enterprise Property. But what would you suggest being a marketer? And you know how this works.
Okay, so Enterprise Property Group leads me to believe you are in a different type of business than Mr. Know-It-All, and it's also not as catchy. It's a pretty like site, don't get me wrong. It does get the job done. But if we're talking about the flexibility of your business to target, you know as well as I do, spring, summertime, Mr. Modal is going to get a lot more eyeballs than property management.
Correct. Because a property manager,
right,
you know,
right,
it's a more of a risky thing to hire a property manager for your whole property.
It sounds
you
like you're doing commercial property management. Right. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
I mean,
so
you know,
where you're going to get
I
clicks
think that's because,
and...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And in the Know-It-All, do you think... Oh, you think... Oh, no, you were saying the clicks, right?
Yeah, I was just saying where you're going to get clicks, because our analytics are going to show you, right, with all the keywords we choose for you and with your help, you're going to see which ones are being searched, right? We give you all those analytics. We need to justify your investment with us each and every month, right, because we're not putting you on a retainer. So what that means to you is that we got to be able to prove it somehow, right? We prove it with the call-throughs to you, the click-throughs to you, and all the search queries, so that way you understand what's working for you. Because clearly, if I didn't show you results in the first 1 or 2 months, Devin, you're going to tell us to kick grass, so to speak.
Right. Well, I mean, I think you get some time, but not all the time. You know, you get a little bit of time, but you ain't getting all night, you know, or all day, or all
yeah,
later, you know?
Yeah. And we're confident. We know what we're doing. We're not going to expect you to buy in for 6 months before you see a single result. That's a really bad plan when the summer's your busiest part of the year. So,
right,
you know.
Well, you're thinking then just take Mr. Know-It-All and just keep running with it like I've been running with it. You do give me a website, and I think, let me check my Facebook. I think I have a Facebook for it. Let me just make sure. See, these things are hard for me, man, because I used to be a tech guy. I used to build server farms, you know, and all that stuff, and, you know, a lot of network shit.
Yeah, but see, you weren't happy doing that. That's why you became Mr. Know-It-All. I already know.
Right.
You weren't happy.
Right. It was cool, but you were inside all day, you know. I'm not an indoor cat, you know. I'm an outdoor cat, you know. Yeah. Okay,
right,
yeah, I do
right.
have a Facebook page with 2 likes and 2 followers. All right.
Yeah,
so
where is that? Because when I search Mr. Know-It-All, I'm trying to find it, and then I find a Mr. Know-It-All in Ontario, Canada, too. So they tried to...
I gotta say,
yeah, they try to mess with your name. Right?
No,
well, they're in Ontario, Canada, so they're going to say they're not in your market.
Yeah, I guess so. But we'll crush them anyway. We'll buy them. Put them out of business. I said I'd buy them for $2. So if you're going, it's Mr. Period Mow It All. I mean, if you type that in, it should come right up. Because I'm looking at it now. Mr. Know-It-All, complete action.
Okay, I think but this one says 2.6 thousand followers.
No,
that's
that
a different
was
one.
Two likes, two followers. Ah, damn, there's so much Mr. Moto, huh? Thought I was the first and the only one.
You may have been the first because, I mean, I don't know. But you know what I mean?
An original idea.
I
said if I ever got into Moen, I used to stay away from Moen. I used to just do the property management stuff. But now I'm getting more guys on board. I got, you know, more guys working with me, so I got to keep them busy.
Well, if you can share your profile and just send it to me via text. I mean, you got the text message from our 877 number. Do you send it that way?
Yeah.
And I'll be able to record the profile for you.
Yeah, hang on. Let me look at it here. Let me see. Where's Facebook? I'm supposed to go to the gym right now, man, but I got zero energy. I'm like, yeah, I got another phone call. Sorry, guys, I can't make it.
Hey,
I always tell them, man, like,
you know,
get it done
there's
in the
two
morning,
ways.
You know,
there's two ways to attract friends. You know, it's with muscles and sometimes with money. So hopefully this call will help you on the latter because I'm not going to help you on the muscle side.
I'm telling you, man, this is all good. You know, like, as they say, Ronnie Coleman said, everybody wants to be a bodybuilder. Nobody wants to lift these heavy-ass weights up, you know?
Right.
So, that's what it is, my friend. This is the moment. Oh, okay. I don't know why you're sending this thing from you. See, okay, so let me see. How do I do this now? I've done this in a while,
so
my friend.
It's the share button on your phone. It's like that box, the arrow pointing up, and then it should say, like, share this profile, and then you can send it. Yeah.
Share it. I want to send it in a message. Well, let's just copy the link and then dump it over there. I at least know how to copy and paste.
There you go.
So, you know. All right, so I just send that to you in the text message. Hopefully.
Perfect.
True. So.
Okay, and then
I guess
so.
We already. No, if you wanted to create a different Mr. Modal Facebook page, you know, I'm fine with that. I'm not glued to anything. I'm glued to money. In the words of Mr. Wonderful, show me the money.
So your profile is good. The only thing we would do is we would probably implement a digital business card as your initial picture, just so that way it gives more eyeballs to like your phone number and a little bit about you, right? So we can definitely work on that. I'll put the notes in there if that's what we're doing to just help him slightly rebuild the page. We do not do social media posts. I want to be clear. We're not a social media manager. Your kids can help you with that. Hopefully.
I don't post either, so it works out good for both of us. Yeah, I don't post.
Okay, good. So, other than that, again, don't want to jump the gun here. So, do you have any questions before I start the process of moving forward here?
So we said $250 a month. You use this Facebook page I have. Just make it. I mean, I guess I'd just have one of the guys give him a phone, and, like, take pictures, good pictures of the job, and if I don't like it, I'll delete it. You know. Google,
yeah.
Up there in the rankings on the first page, top half. Then website, you build me a nice little website for Moedal.
Right, and the website.
Domains. Yeah.
Right, and the website, the way we're going to work with the website, we'll upload it with stock information as far as photos and whatnot. We're going to get like your mission statement, anything that you want to personalize the website, that's fine, but we have a lot of kind of like cookie cutter, like blurbs about like bit services you offer. So we make it really, really easy for you to get it started. And then as far as customizing it goes, it's either a phone call to us or we give you access on the back end to make any edits you want. Okay.
So be honest with you, my friend, I care about sending results. I don't care what language you put. It doesn't bother me. You can make me a mission statement. Let's just make money.
That's okay.
I'm not one of those
we will.
Designer guys, you know?
No, that's fine.
Let's make money.
We give you sample mission statements too. We understand completely. You want the machine to work behind the scenes, and you can just be Mr. Mow-It-All and not Mr. Marketing all day long, right?
That's right, because this guy was telling me, he's like, oh, it's easy. You get ChatGPT, you copy and paste it in ChatGPT, then you go to this other AI thing, they'll make your website. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do it. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, all right,
I haven't had success with ChatGPT myself either. I was born in the 80s, and I'm a little over 40 now, and ChatGPT is just beyond me. Sorry.
It seems great and everything. It's just like the books. The bookkeeper does the book. My business manager consult, they go over it. At the end of the year, show me the profit and the loss. Okay, and I'll match that up with my invoice system. And if it says I made more money than I made, I'll simply come back to you and like, that's wrong. This should be the right number, so figure out where the mistake is, and then I leave. You know what I mean? I'm not in the weeds. I don't want to be in the weeds. I want to make money. That's it. I don't want good. To, you know, I mean, you do what you do. I do what I do, you know.
Perfect. So, I love this conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. I had this other company call me. What's the name of it? No, hang on. Let me find that sheet. I got literally my office desk is full of sheets, man. It was a rain day today, so I didn't go out, but man. All right. Here you go. So another company offered me Facebook and Instagram. I don't really care about Instagram because, like I said, I know my generation of people that I'm looking for, I guarantee you, near 5% of them are in the Instagram, at best. So they were offering me Facebook, Instagram, $1,000. That's madness. Facebook and Instagram for $1,000. Facebook alone for $500. Custom lead generation, and they were going to put me in their newspaper. Promotional, blah, 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 blah. So let me ask you, though. If you're doing my Facebook, does that conflict with them doing my Facebook as well?
We're running ads for you. We're not doing anything other than promoting with ads. We're not doing social media management. If you're wanting to hire someone else to be a social media manager, by all means, we just run ads.
And when you say social media manager, you mean post on Facebook and keep it active. That's what that is.
Yeah, like there's some companies out there that they're like, oh, we're gonna make you so active on Facebook and Instagram, so that way you know, you look like this very popular, like, branded company, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing wrong with that, but does it make you money is our question. And what we found, because we used to run Instagram ads all the time too, what we found is Instagram is more for eyeballs but less for dollars.
Right. Now, you know what I say. I don't care what you think about me, buddy. Just give me the money.
Right, so... So don't get me wrong. I mean, you can invest in those other guys too, but if you wanted to really make more money, if you see that first $100 work with us, you tell us how much you want to invest in Facebook every month, and we have no problem. Like, let's say you want to do an extra $300 towards Facebook next month, as an example. You do $300 more dollars to us, it goes straight to Facebook. It's your service price with us is still basically $149 a month outside of whatever you want to invest on Facebook.
Right, I got you. And again, most of that is going towards, obviously, the website, and then you're going to be making sure that Google, because, you know, one thing I know is, and I just watch people, and I watch myself, I'm not scrolling down. If you ain't in the top four, top five, you are nobody. We're not getting picked. You're the ugly guy. You know, no girl is giving you a kiss on the cheek. You know, you're the sixth man on the basketball team, you know? And I know this, in fact. I click on 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 are the first headings, and then I'll compare those 4. Nobody else gets a chance unless those top 3 or 4 fail miserably at what I'm looking for. You know?
And good news for you is that in your general area, it's going to be easy to start promoting you just because some of the people who are ranking have like a 3.7. So, yeah, you're not going to have much trouble like ranking up there. When we run the Facebook ads, though, the reason why this really helps, instead of hitting just Centerville and the greater surrounding areas, we get to target however far you want to target for the business. So, like, how far west or east are you going for your services?
I want to say 20-mile radius around the zip code 02646.
Okay. Perfect.
Because I got to pay the guys when they leave the shop, so I want them not to drive an hour. So you pay them an hour go and an hour coming. That's 2 hours times 3 guys. That's 6 hours. Plus another, you're paying guys drive time for one full day every day. That's crazy,
right.
You know?
Right. And for your business, you have to have a reliable route that's you're not, like, taking too much travel time, right?
That is true, because you only charge like 50, 60 bucks to mow a lawn. You can't be driving a half an hour to go mow one lawn for 60 bucks when that's barely covering the guys. So you got to stack them, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So... you're saying if you did this for me, because this is what I want to talk. I'm talking to Tom, I guess, tomorrow. I want to find out. So you're not managing the Facebook. And you're that $100 in Facebook. If you can explain to me, I'm trying to understand to make sure I'm not misquoting you. That $100 goes to place Facebook ads to say, hey, over here, we want to mow your grass, correct?
Correct. So let's say you want to target somewhere in the further reaches of that 20-mile radius, because on your Google result, it's going to be probably closer to a 10 to 15-mile radius. So let's say you want to target a city that's at the further reach. or a city that's doing well for you and you just want to build out that route even stronger, then those Facebook ads hit people who are looking on Google earlier in the day. It's going to hit them later on in the evening when they're relaxing.
And you know, everybody uses Messenger. Everybody's on Marketplace. I was on Marketplace every day to look at...
It's not the Marketplace. It's retargeting ads. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not Marketplace.
Oh, it's not... Oh, it's like...
No, Marketplace... Yeah. Marketplace is a little cluttered. This is actually singular ads. They're the ones that pop. And I understand you're not a big Facebook guy. That's okay. But these are ads that show up when someone is scrolling through social media looking, you know, at what their friends are up to and whatnot. And then the ad pops.
Gotcha. Nice. So I look like one of them big boys in the big league.
There you go. That's why people like it.
Yeah. I mean, I realize, man, that, you know, a lot of people don't sell. Oh, I'll build my customer base one day at a time. It'll take me 20 years to get 20 customers, but who cares? I'm like, no, wrong idea, buddy. You got to go out there and slay the dragon. You got to take that customer from everybody else. Because everybody else wants that customer. You got to take that customer. You got to make that customer want to come to you. You know what I mean? And so that's where marketing and sales come in, from what I understand. So,
And thank you for this lesson, right? Like, and that's what I want to say is, did I earn your business in today's lesson?
Oh, no, definitely. My thing is, I just want to talk back to Tom before we do anything, because he was doing some stuff for me. So that's why I want to understand with Facebook, you're doing Facebook ads and not managing the Facebook. So I just want to reach out to him and be like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of doing this with my guy John over here. So how does this affect what we're doing over here? And then kind of go from there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you said he's focusing on social media management more than anything else, right?
Well, that's the thing. I just have Facebook on my sheet here, so I'm not sure. Like, I was just writing on the price. Facebook, Instagram, custom lead generation. I'm not sure what that means. And then he's going to list me. He's listed me in two paper, two of the local Cape Cod Times and whatever, you know? I'm like, yeah. I picked up a customer the other day, very savvy lady, and I know she uses her iPad. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I don't necessarily need the newspaper. I don't know. But I know that if you don't make it on Google and you don't get up in the Google ranking, you're dead meat. Like, you're not going anywhere. And I've seen it over and over again. I know that Google, like it or hate it, Google is it. You've got to, because Google will take you. Like, I can search for a video on YouTube, and Google takes me to YouTube. And I can search for anything in Google, and it takes me to that thing in Marketplace, in eBay, in Amazon. You know what I mean? So Google is still the gatekeeper. You know what I mean?
Right. I tell a lot of my clients is, whether you believe in Google or not, the world believes in it. So you might want to be a part of it if you're running a business.
I don't have to like Google or any of them. I just have to like the fact that they can get me to my goal. I don't have to agree with their method and their ethics. Not my problem, buddy. It is a kill or be killed world, and I don't want to be killed. That's all it is.
Good man. Okay. Well, again, I'm going to respect your time request here. So
yeah.
I'll put a 24-hour hold on the listing. As you heard, I'm sure what Rona was saying is that we only work with one client per area, but I'll make sure. I know, Devin, you're basically 1 foot in here. So I'll make sure we're not signing up anyone else, because I don't want you to talk to me tomorrow and me say, yeah, we signed up, you know, your competitor. So I'll put a hold on this. When do you want me to reach out tomorrow?
Wait a second. As you mentioned that. So let me, I forgot to say that. I'm glad you said that earlier. So you wouldn't be the only guy doing Google, you know, how does that work against the competition? Because I'm sure some of the other guys have a guy named John in their corner making sure they rank first on Google. So how do you defeat the competition?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, it's based on track record, right? So when it comes to SEO, it's not something that everyone does successfully. So it is a big factor of who you partner with, because, for example, I'm actually going to sign up another client in another location doing something entirely different. They were recently partnered with 411 Locals, as an example, not to name drop anyone or make anyone feel bad, but 411 Locals, they did something really bad to this customer, that when he decided that he didn't feel like they were getting the right success for him, you know what they did? They hijacked his Google listing and made him start from scratch, and he was in business for 40 years.
Ooh, that hurts. That hurts.
Like, that's really petty, right? So sometimes, you know, there are companies out there that are not concerned about their own reputation to where they'll do petty stuff like that, or maybe they're not working as hard. So one thing that we champion ourselves on is the white glove level of service. When you call, we answer. When you send a message, we respond. You know, those type of things that are important, so that way you know we're actively working with you whenever you need us, you know, you need us to be there. And more importantly, you know, it's just our track record of success. I mean, we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. As you can imagine, at $249 a month, if 100 of it is going straight to Facebook, $149 a month is not going to make anyone a millionaire, right? We need thousands of you to be happy with us to make sure that we continue to grow. And so, you know, that's what we do. We just have a great machine that we've perfected over the last almost 20 years. And, you know, we continue to implement it. And it's something that can be repeated and rinsed and repeated. And we do it over and over again. As long as we follow the protocols that make us successful to Google, we don't see why there's any reason why we would be stopped.
And let me ask you, though, so we have like an off season here. So usually after Christmas, January, February, March, we don't
take a break, pause, like March, no problem.
15. So we can pause this stuff without losing.
Absolutely.
And having all that go to. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. We know how seasonal work works. You know, I know when you become Mr. Know-It-All or Mr. It Snows Too Much or something like that, whatever
right.
It is,
that is right,
you become in the winter during hibernation. We understand and we applaud you that you've earned the right to hibernate in the winter. Not too many businesses can say that.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, let me talk with my guy here. I'll chop this up with him and get it figured out. Let me see here. Actually, he sent me back an email. Let me see what he says here. He says, Tom, let me see. Oh, it's auto office reply. I thought he replied to me like, wow, that's nice. Oh, yeah, no, it's out of office until May 1st. When is May 1st?
That's in a week.
Yeah, that's a week. So I guess it's on vacation, auto reply thing.
I don't want to burst your bubble. I can, this market is really hot. I cannot hold this
for a week. I understand that. I'm just looking at this thing here to see. Sometime in here, they'll tell you to call. You can call somebody if they're awake kind of thing.
And this is the sales side of the company, and they're an out of office.
Yeah, that's kind of. I think he's like the. I'm just like almost like your team member. What do you call it now? Like the guy that makes sure you're set up correctly and all that. So I guess he's.
Oh, like account manager.
Yeah,
account manager.
Normally at the bottom it would say call so and so, or maybe his email is getting bounced to somebody else who will reply in the morning. You know, let me see what happens tomorrow, and then we can. I know you can't hold it forever. Then we got either a yay or nay, or we got to figure something out.
So, what our option will be? Yeah, this is credit or debit card. I mean, whatever it works. So, I was going to say, if you want tomorrow, let's say Tom doesn't get back to you, or whatever happens, it's still up in the air. If you want tomorrow, you can submit your payment information, and we will not charge it until you get a response from Tom. But that'll secure it. Where no one else can touch it, no matter if it's a week or not. So you can do that too.
Do you take the month in advance, or you go 30 days and then get billed for it at the end?
It's upfront payment because again, half of the money is going straight to Facebook, so it is an upfront payment.
So you know, Angie's List, they just sold to, I forgot who bought them, and they're now Angie.
Home Advisor got bought by Angie's.
Oh, that's what it was? Home Advisor got bought by Angie?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So do you guys do anything with them? Because I signed up for a trial thing here, so I don't know if you guys optimize that or how it integrates with that or, you know, like
one
on that, you know?
Will this be your first ever foray into Angie's? The first time you ever did it?
Yeah, with Know-It-All. Yep, that's correct. I did it with another company back in the day, but it was Home Advisor and they stopped back then, so
okay.
I didn't continue.
Okay, gotcha. So Angie's is a little bit of a different animal. So just to give you a little heads up, whatever you set your budget to for Angie's and for leads in the first month, if you're paying for leads, just make sure that whenever you turn on your leads, because you can turn them off anytime, whenever you have them turned on, you should be staring at your phone. And here's why. If a lead comes in and you take more than 5 seconds to call that, that lead's being sold to 5 or 6 other people at the same time, if not more. And most of them have call centers to help them function. So that's one thing.
I talked to the guy. I told him I don't want that. So I said, hey, listen, if that's the kind of lead you guys are doing, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. You know, if you're charging me $1 for a lead, that's fine, but I don't want to do that, because what would happen is I'm the third guy. I'm working. It's not like I'm sitting there, you know, like.
Right. You're a man in the field. I know.
For the phone. Right. So I call I call a customer back in 2 hours and they're like, stop calling my phone.
Oh, you're done.
I don't want you to get, I'm like, what do you mean? I've just called you. Well, you're the fourth one to call me. And no, I never want to annoy a customer. I give you an estimate. Thank you very much. I shake your hand and I walk away. And I'll follow up with you in a week. If you don't answer me after that, that's your problem. I'm not going to follow up with you. I just, and again, maybe it's a good salesmanship, but it's just a thing with me. It's like, I don't need this stress.
You're so effective with the clients you do have, you don't need to chase people. Right. I understand what you're saying.
Exactly.
Basically how we operate, too, is like, we know that we'll be successful for someone, and so we don't really do the arm twisting, just like you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't really need to be honest with you, man, so. One of those things, you know, important, whatever. All right. So yeah, let me find out. If they don't reply to me tomorrow, we gotta figure something out.
And then with Angie's, just be cautious about Angie's, right? Like Angie's is a war zone for price battles. I want to be clear on that. It is an animal that because when you call, even if you're the first or second or third calling, they already got quoted from someone else, right? In most cases. So that's why what happens when someone is getting multiple calls at the same time, they're going to start cutting to the chase and wanting price from everyone as opposed to actually like caring about the value of your service and how much better you are or how much more attentive to detail you are with their care, right? So that's one thing that I'll say as a caveat for Angie's is that in your service, in your line of service, there might be a lot of competition, and especially in Massachusetts. That being said, if you notice deal with that, just turn off your budget for them, because I understand you had a setup fee for about $300 and that sucks to have in a sunk cost, but I will tell you that we have a lot of clients who talk about this, and they say, some of them say it's a necessary evil because it does provide them volume of calls and occasionally they'll get a job. But then I have a lot of clients who are people in the field like yourself, and they say, I don't ever want to deal with that type of like service offering again. And mainly because, like you said, it just becomes such a rat race that it's just like, you know, more stressful than someone like you would need.
And you know what's crazy though? Like you said, that I've overlooked one cardinal rule. Never chase the carrot. Always have the carrot. So now this customer is sitting there getting getting courted by me versus the customer seeing my ad and calling me like, hey, I need you. We're running to that customer and saying, we need you. You know how
upheaving. Right. As opposed to effective marketing approaches where you have people calling into you based on your reputation. You're absolutely right. Now you're in a situation
you.
Like,
you know what I mean?
please choose me out of the 5 people courting you. Exactly. That's sometimes how it may play out.
Didn't think about that. I didn't even think about
it. It's okay. You're not the first. And you know, again, and I'm not trying to bash Angie's or anything like that. I thought it'd be real, man-to-man. Because it is really important to understand that it's a different type of animal. And it works for some people, but some people don't want to put in that work because it's just.
I was
thinking,
though, I'm not going to be cheap. I can't do the cheap thing where, you know, I'm running behind. No, my price is my price. It's, you know, and if it is not worth it, because I got costs. Like, I run a legit business. I have insurance. I have workers' comp. I got liability. So it's not worth it.
Right. You actually have employees. You're not at Home Depot finding people to do day work for you, right? You got employees.
So I can. And people don't understand that. I guess you want cheap. You can get cheap. But you have to understand, I physically can't do the work for that price because I'm going to have to take money out of my pocket to pay my guys.
Right.
Some people, they don't care. They don't understand that. No, this is not, you know, like you said, jump over the ball and grab a few folks and here's $10 for the day. No, this is real. This is taxes. This is workers' comp. This is massive taxes. This is
right.
All of those guys who line up at the bottom of your paycheck, they got to get theirs. You know? So, all right, man. Give me a day. Let me figure this out, and then we'll jump from there, you know?
Okay, I'll go and do that. So, do you want a call around this time of day, like a little bit later in the day, so you can be done with your work day?
Six is good, because tomorrow I got like a 7 o'clock training thing till 10 o'clock, so 6 o'clock would be a good time, you know?
All right, Devin, well, I appreciate your time today. Again, really look forward to if this partnership feels right to you tomorrow, and, you know, we'll touch base at 6.
All right, man. I'll see you there.
Have a good one now. Hey, have fun at the gym.